Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber tried to quell rampant speculation about his political future Wednesday. The governor issued a statement saying he has no plans to resign. That followed a day-long frenzy of speculation that started when Secretary of State Kate Brown abruptly left a conference in Washington, D.C. to return to Oregon. Brown is first in line of succession to the governor's office. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber doesn't hold court with the press very often. So when he strolled to the podium recently, he clearly looked uncomfortable.
I'd like to start by acknowledging the legitimacy of some of these questions, to try to provide answers where possible, or a pathway to an answer where necessary, and to speak to Sylvia's current and future role in the administration.
Sylvia is Sylvia Hayes, the governor's fiancée. The governor refers to her as his first lady. She's also a clean energy consultant. The state's largest newspaper, The Oregonian, and The Willamette Week, the major alternative paper, analyzed documents that appear to show Hayes using her closeness to the governor as a selling point for her consulting gigs. The documents show she reaped hundreds of thousands of dollars in contracts with firms that want to influence Oregon policy. Kitzhaber has repeatedly denied breaking any ethical or legal boundaries.
We knew there was a gray area, and we took intentional steps to try to clearly separate her volunteer activities as First Lady from her paid professional work.
In an earlier press conference, soon after the allegations came to light, Hayes said the same thing.
I can tell you that we have been very proactively cautious and sought legal advice for what I could and could not do professionally and what I could and could not do as First Lady.
But so far, the governor and the First Lady have not been able to explain it all away. The Oregon Attorney General, also a Democrat, has launched a criminal investigation. The state's Ethics Commission could consider civil penalties after that. And at least two newspapers have called upon the governor to resign. Kitzhaber said last month that wasn't in the cards.
I'm not going to consider resigning. Of course not. I was elected by the people of this state to do a job, and I intend to do it.
But some Oregonians don't want the governor to stick around. Attorney Jacob Daniels is preparing to circulate recall petitions against Kitzhaber this summer. He says the governor's challenges are becoming too big of a distraction.
Now it's becoming a situation where the problem is bigger than the issues, the people's issues that the legislators and the governor should be tackling in Salem.
Daniels says as each new allegation is leveled at the governor, it's almost irrelevant whether or not he's guilty of anything.
It became increasingly clear to me that he had lost his credibility with his constituents, with people within his own party.
Daniels is no stranger to working on a political campaign. He worked for Kitzhaber's last Republican opponent. Kitzhaber handily won re-election just last fall, when some of the ethical allegations had already surfaced. The only sign that anything was amiss on election night? His fiancée was not at his side.
It is an incredible honor to have been elected governor to lead this state for the next 4 years.
Kitzhaber has already made his mark in Oregon political history. He's the only person elected to lead the state four times. Right now, it's not clear whether the governor will last another 4 years, but for now at least, he has no intentions of leaving office. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.